Sunday, the 30th of November, of Moshe Bunim Kraus, Kashrus of Gelatin.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Start the day the Torah the way, start the week the Torah way. Hashem, custom is a gratitude, a inam of Masmidim, and I want to discuss the Kashrus of Gelatin. This is really a mission for Rabbonim, but I just want to bring the Stodim, the Svaras one can mention, and my father, Shlita Dan Kraus of Manchester, has a tshuva on it, which printed many years ago, and it's, what I write here is, what I hope to say, is based on what he writes. I just want to start off with a short verse on the Sedra. Pashas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu, as we know, runs away from his parents' house. He's being chased, and he gets there at Yisrael, and he lays himself down, and he has a nevuah with a ladder, with a haptocha, promises from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what's going to be. He's going to be looked after. Kiloya Zobcha, I'm not going to forsake you. And Yaakov wakes up. Yikat Yaakov Mishnotav Ayyoma, Ochen Yesh Hashem Bamochem Azeh, Vanoichi Lo Yadati. Yaakov woke up from his sleep and said, surely Hashem is in this place. I didn't know. And if he would have known, what would have been? Says Rashi, Shem Yadati lo yashanti b'mokam kodesh kazeh. Had I known, I would never have gone to sleep in such a holy place. Let's just think for a minute. Yaakov Avinu has been given these haptochas, these promises. Who knows in what chutz he was oichet to all these geluyim, to this nevuah. Surely the schus was because he was in such a holy place. He was sleeping in the Makom HaMikdash. This is the place of the Beit HaMikdash where he was lying down, where he was sleeping. And because of that, he was zocheh to the nevuah. Who said he would have had the nevuah anywhere else? So what would our reaction have been? We would have woken up and said, oh, Baruch Hashem has kept me in such a place. Like this, I know what's going on. I'm muvtach. We'll know nowadays, everybody's suffering from unsureness. When we're not sure what's going to be the future. Here you have a tzoch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look after you. Panos, Bereva, Kinder, Mishpocha, Menuchas HaNefesh. Says Yaakovinu has a different attitude. Ilu yodati lo yashanti. I would have been mavata, I would have forgone on all these haptochas, all these promises, in order not to be over the Indian of sleeping in such a holy place. It's not worth it. Any revach a person gets, any gain a person gets, any profit, but if it's at the expense of a mitzvah, of being over an aveir, of doing something incorrect, it's not kedai. That we have to learn from Yaakov Avinu. So that's perhaps a suitable akdama to when one discusses halachic subject, to know that halacha, keeping the halacha, is the basis of a yid, as we saw from Yaakov Avinu, to try and get it as right as we can. So let's first give an outline. What is gelatin? What is it? Gelatin is a product. It's a made from the bones and from the skins of animals, of animal origin. Rubber is from animal origin. Some of it does come from seaweed, but on the whole, it's made from animal. There are some which come from fish as well. So we're discussing the ones which come from animals. What they do is they take the bones and they take the skin. The majority is from skins, and they soak it in some acid, and it extracts some kind of substance. I'm not sure if I'm if pronouncing it correctly. Ocean, O-S-S-E-I-N. It's ocean. And this kind of this material comes out, and then they dry it, and this dried substance is edible. It's totally tasteless. Basically, in other words, it's made from animal matter, put in acid, that brings out this kind of byproduct. It comes out from the skins, etc., and this forms an edible mass, which is edible but tasteless. And we get this in our food. We don't get it in our tea or coffee. We get it mainly capsules. all capsules which you swallow are coated with gelatin. Because the gelatin is something which dissolves very quickly in the stomach, and it doesn't agrees with you, but it encases the powder. It helps the digestion without being dangerous, without the powder going into your system too quickly. So we have to know these capsules, what did they have? They're made from gelatin. Are they kosher? Are they not kosher? So what are the tzadim? So it's made from an avedus traitor. Made from animals which are not being shechted. Made either from chazerim or made from animal matter or from behemoths, which is cows, etc. But it makes no difference. Wherever it comes from, it's traitor. So what's the tzad to be able to consume it?
You don't eat it.
You eat it. You swallow it.
Ah, that's not eating.
That's eating. Why is that not eating? If you swallow your drink, is that not eating? It's also eating.
Suppositories?
Sorry?
Suppository is eating?
No, they're not eating. Of course not.
Okay.
Suppository is okay. Yeah. I'm talking about how we should eat. So it's 3 mL. Right. So, what is the din of a food which has no taste? Are you allowed to eat a food which has no taste? Is it mutter? So there's a rule, we'll start from Shulchan Aruch. The nearest we can get to this in Shulchan Aruch is a din in Siman Pei Zayin, in Yerizeh, Siman Pei Zayin Sifyut. Brought there as follows. Oil hakeva, the skin of the stomach, leponim moilchim oisei, meyabshin oisei, v'nasa ke'eit. One, the derech was to salt it and to dry it, and it became hard, cake like wood. On the malim I say cholot, and then they filled it with milk. Mutta, it's mutta. The ma'achash and isyabish have a ke'et ba'alma ve'ein ba'ilach luchis bosom. Once it's been dried, it's like wood, and it has no lachluchis, no moisture of meat. What the case was, they wanted to curdle their milk, and the best way to do it is to put it in the cave of the stomach of the animal. The stomach of the animal that has acids. After you've shechted the animal, the cave still has acids. And by putting the milk in it, that made it curdle and made it set. Are you allowed to do such a thing? Bosa b'chala. You're taking milk, putting it in bosa b'chala. Is that allowed? Says the Ramah, you're allowed to do this. Why are you allowed to do it? Because since it's become dry like wood, there's no problem, there's no issa. Mashma from here, once something has become dried out, it loses its shem basa. This would be a a reason to be mako l'cha'ira, and to say the same applies to these capsules. They've been dried out, and now they are not basa. However, there's a shach in Yeridea who says clearly in Simakuf Gimel, the shach says that something which is tasteless, says the shach, is osa. It's osa ba'achila. So the Achreinim asks on the shach, so how does he learn pshat in this Ramah? If it's osa ba'achila, how can you put the milk into the meat? So the answer to this is that the Shach understood that the meat, the actual keva, the meat of the keva, remains osa. It's just that there's no taste going from the meat into the milk. That's what the Ramah says. When you put the milk into the stomach and make it set, it's getting some kind of acidity from the keva, but there's no tam, no taste coming out. But the actual item is osa. If you want to consume the keva, the Ramah is not telling us you're allowed to eat that meat. Ramah says it's not bosa. He doesn't mean it's not bosa. He means it doesn't give out any taste. So the Shach holds that something which is dried out is osa. So already, going to the capsule case, we have, according to the Shach, it's very dicey. However, others are chayyik. The pre chadash and the minchas kayin, they hold that the ramah you have to learn literally. And once something has become dry, there's no issa whatsoever. It becomes eight ba'alma. It is not vasa. So we see already a machlokes here. Brought down Yehudea a din that Gida Noshe is also. It's a din, it's a Gemara, it's a Pesach in the Torah. Okay, now you're going to be sure it's Gida Noshe. Now what's with Gida Noshe? Gida Noshe is also. The Pesach tells us it's also. However, says the Gemara, Ein begidin benoisin tam. Means that Gidin have no tam. So why is Gida Noshe also? Because there's a chiddush in the Torah, this is also a special chiddush. So Gzeiras HaKosav, even though it has no taste, it's also. It says in Minchas Kohen, you see from here that something which is dry would be mutter. It's a special chiddush of Gida Noshe that is also. But you see from here that being dry is a reason to be mutter. We have to know how the Shach understood, how the Shach answered this kasha. It could be there's various degrees of drying, of being dry. Gida Nosh was something which was initially, from the way it's created, has no taste whatsoever. It's created without any taste, it's totally tasteless. That's inedible, it's hard, it's totally inedible, you can't eat it. That holds the shaft, that would be awesome. Whereas the shaft seems to hold that something was initially edible. It's just, it's lost its taste, it's not hard, it's chewy, you can eat it, you can chew it. Something which has become hard, oy keva, is not as hard as gidan osa. So that's why the shah holds, it remains osa. Now going to gelatin. Let's first see that, is the skin of animals, are skins osa? Are skins osa? Is it eaten a vela traitor? But that refers to the bottom. Who says that refers to the actual skin? So from the Rambam is Meduyat that even though the Issa de Raisa only applies to bottom, but nevertheless there's Issa Drabonon on the skin as well. So Roiv gelatin is made from the skin. And the Rambam in Pesach Dalet Mechos says that if a person eats the oir of a nevelo trefa potter, he's potter. From which we see that Einachanama, it's not the actual meat, but nevertheless Midrabonon it's also. So whenever the Rambam writes potter, it means it's also Midrabonon. So Lechoira, It would be dependent on the machlekes shach and the machlekes shach and the prechados and the mechas kayim. The shach holds that something which is dry is remaining osa, and the others hold it's mutter. However, if you look inside, even though to argue on the shach, still agree that midrabonon it's osa. So therefore, the svara would be that we'd have to ask the gelatin. But I'm not giving a final psak yet. We'll have to see the other tzadim, the room for debate. The question is, can we consider gelatin being even drier? Perhaps we can call it nifsel machilas kalev. As we know, there's two stages food can come to. Food can either become nifsel machilas adam, which is inedible for humans, or it can become nifsel machilas kalev, that even a kalev, a dog, would not eat it. And there's differences between them. Nifsel machilas adam is the gabberi sinim is still called the food. Nifdelchidus kalev has lost its shem oichel completely. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Oichelim, "Kol oichel shenitma, va'achas shenitma nifsad v'nisrach. If food became tomei and then it became nifsad v'nisrach, im nifsel melechol hakalev, if it became so sarah, so inedible, so nifsal, that a caliph cannot eat it, or she yavish kechares, or it's dry like earthen harzetoy. So Rambam tells us that once something becomes machidus caliph, it loses its shem oichel completely, and it, even if it was tummy, it becomes toy. And Rambam adds in some very important words. Rambam says, yavish kechares, became dry like earthenware. Now, what's this din? How do we look at capsules? Are they hard kecheres, or are they not as hard as kecheres? So the Noid of Yehuda, when he speaks about the Ramah, which allows us to put the milk in the kever, says the Noid of Yehuda, the oil kever has become yavish kecheres. It's become hard like earthenware. So you can see that you can dry out meat in a way that becomes yavish kecheres. So according to the Neid of Yehuda, the oy keva has become so nifsal that it's not even roy lachidus caliph. Once something is dry, even a caliph would not eat it. If that's true, then there would not even be itzad drabonim. Something which has become nifsal machilus adam is also midrabonim. But something which is nifsal machilus caliph is not even also midrabonim. If so, if we would consider these capsules nisim chilas kelev, even the dog wouldn't eat it because it's so dry, then it would be mutter l'kuli alma. Everybody would agree it's mutter. However, l'chayra, that's no reason, in our particular case, there's not a reason to be matter. It's a mishnah in nidah that's nundala domen base. The Mishnah says, "Kol shachoyz liyos lach." If you have something which is basar, which is became yavish, and choyz liyos lach, meaning you can put it in water for 24 hours, and it would become liquid again, become moist again. Says the Mishnah, it's not called yavish. And the Rambam also passes this thing. That means you take something which became yavish, and you know that by putting it in water for 24 hours it will become moist again. That thing is not, it's not called yavish in the first place. Bosa hamek, and it's just like bosa hamek. A person, there's a kezayit men hamek, which is matami. Kezayit men hamek is matami. If it became yavish, it's not matami. However, if by putting it in water it would become reinstated, become moist again, then it's considered bosa hamek, and it's matami. And that's how the Rambam himself paskens. Now, when I read that Loshon Rambam, Rambam says in Hilchos Avos HaTuma, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, Basa Neveila Sheyavesh, Neveila meat, which became dry, in Yachal Lishus Potoshri Me'es Le'es, V'lach Zay Lach, V'roi Le'kelev Metame. If you can put it in warm water for 24 hours, Me'es Le'es 24 hours, V'lach Zay Lach, and become moist again, V'roi Le'kelev, and it's fit for it. For a dog, metame, it is tummy. From which we see that you don't have to wait till you actually put it in the water in order to become reinstated, to become bossa. Even while it's in the dry form, and it could be put in liquid, and by putting in liquid it would become moist again, it now already has a shame bossa. The Rambam and the Mishnah are talking about Legabatumah, that it's called Tomei, it's Basa Legabat Mitzmatame. What's Legabat Isachila? Would you say the same thing, Isachila, and say, since you can make it liquid, it's called Basa and it's also Ba'achila? So Neid Yudah takes on, the same applies to Isachila as well. Chazanesh, Neid Yudah both say that even Isuri Achila, since if they are able to be reinstated, you look at them as being moist. If so, these capsules, the time that you take them in your hand and take them out of the packaging, or consider putting them in your mouth, at that stage they are yavish. However, I tried it myself. You put it in warm water. In no time, it becomes it becomes soft. It becomes properly soft. And that must be what happens, because when you swallow it, obviously it must go soft, and therefore it dissolves, and then the powder comes out. So we can't use the swallow of Yovish Kecheres here, because the fact is that this Yavshus, this dryness, is going to be is reinstatable, and it will be reinstated, and therefore, even if we'll call this thing as it is now Yovish, so dry that it's nifra machilas kelet, perhaps a dog wouldn't want to eat it. I've not tried. Don't have a dog. I don't know whether, I can't tell you whether a dog would want to eat a capsule. But even if we would consider it nifra machilas kelet, and therefore say that if it's mutter, everybody agrees, and there's no isurim involved, that it won't apply here.
It becomes wet. If it becomes wet, it dissolves. Why should it?
It becomes wet.
Cheres becomes wet. It will dissolve.
Cheres. Cheres doesn't become wet. If you put it in water, nothing happens. No. It gets wet. No, it gets wet, but it doesn't become edible. No. It's not becoming edible. I'm not talking about soft, it becomes something edible. Edible. It has to be edible. It becomes edible. It was nifter machidus kalev, and by putting it in water, you're going to make it royal achidus kalev. Cheres, nothing will happen. It won't become wet, but it won't become edible. So we're talking about something where by soaking it in water, it becomes royal for consumption. And they use, gelatin is also used for many chewy sweets, the jellies, pastels, which is a proper eichel. So there again, we're groping for a heter. And for this reason, I have very shver the half tzvi of Tzvi Pesach Frank in Yeridus and Pei Gimel. He speaks about gelatin, and he says, שאם האבק שנתייבש הוא נפסל מאכילס אודום לבד, תולו מחלוי כסף פויסקים. If the dust, אבק, the powder, which became dried out, is נפסל מאכילס אודום, says the Hatzvi, תולו מחלוי כסף פויסקים. It's מחלוי כסף פויסקים. Whether נפסל מאכילס אודום, whether יובש will be mutter, will be עושה, if it became Nisra Mechilas Kelev, everybody agrees that Issa goes away. And this dust has become Nisra Mechilas Kelev as well. That's what the Hatzvi says. But look, it's very fair this, because the Rambam says Mefurish, that if you can reinstate it, it's called an Eichel. We read that from the Rambam earlier, Rambam in Hilchos Ovis HaTumah, Bosa Neveilah Sheyovish. If you can reinstate it, then it becomes back. It's called bosa, even whilst it's a powder. So Ramela, this is made from a powder. This comes, it's solidified. It becomes a powder and then solidified. He's referring to what we know as capsules. This has to be. So Torahian.
Maybe he's talking about the powder inside the capsule.
The drug is not made from animal matter. It's artificial things. No, he's talking about gelatin. He's talking about the coating. Yeah, why he calls it avak? It means because it was first avak. It's made into a powder and then solidified. He's referring to the gelatin itself. I saw also the Achiezer. So Chaim Oliver Grudzinski in Chelek Gimel, he brings a discussion in the Poskim. What's the din of dam, blood, which we're not allowed to eat, dam which became dried? The Tishchot Shuvah in Yeridus and Kufn and Hay discusses this shayla. They wanted to have for refuah. They wanted to have dried blood. Blood was necessary for refuah.
Well, blood obviously is not feeding.
No, but why is it called Eichel? Yeah. It means drinking though. Achil and Shtir are the same thing. Shtir b'chalal achila. Yeah. In any case, we're talking when it became congealed. It got congealed. But here we're talking when it became dry. The case there was, they needed it, I don't know if it was the middle of the night, or it was 9 o'clock Sunday morning when they needed this drug, but they needed this dried blood. And the question was, is it mutter? So the Tishchot Shuvah mentions that some poskim allow it, because it became Yorish to eight. The same svara we're mentioning the whole way through. Once something becomes dried out, it becomes mutter. Says Achiezer, the same time that we time it. The beyovish eshed al deshriya b'man yachta liyaz dam roi l'achila. And that by soaking it in water, it will possibly become edible again, become soft. Even if it became totally dried out, it's been kept in the sun or something for weeks and weeks. But who says if you put it in water, it will not become roi again? So we see again the svara we're mentioning that once something is able to be reinstated, it still remains a food. There's one svara where we can possibly be done, and that is, as we mentioned earlier, we mentioned that during the process of making the gelatin, they put these skins and the bones, they soak it in an acid, a very strong acid, and that decomposes or it breaks up the bones and the skin to the various parts, and from that this osium oozes out. So whilst it's in the acid, l'chayra, it's certainly nifsal me'achila. At that stage, it was nifsal me'achila because it's mixed in with the acid, and nobody would eat it. Even a dog wouldn't eat it. And skins, I've written here that the skins of cattle they put in lime, and the skins of dova acher, of chazayim, they put in acid. But whatever it is, it becomes nifsal me'achila, and it's put in for a number of weeks, and then they dry it, and then they grind it. But it's gone through a process, a transition stage, where it became nifsal me'achila. For a while, it was in this acid. What's the din of something which for a while became nifsal me'achila? It became nifsal me'achila. This, at that stage, it was nifsal me'achila's kelev as well. There's a chavas das which says that if something went through a stage where it became nifsal me'achila's kelev, it will never get back its issa. I have to make clear what I mean here. In other words, something which, as we said, became dry, but can be reinstated, that, as we explained earlier, that never became mutter. If something is in a matzah where it was nifsal me'achila's kelev, you couldn't eat it. And then you mixed it with some things which were ta'in. You mixed it with all types of nice food, and thereby you can eat it. It wasn't done by soaking it in water. Something else was done, which made it roi. Says the Chavatas, once it became mutter, it remains mutter. He explains that's a chilik, and this is a chilik's odd, and this is a chilik's kelev. This is a chilik's kelev. Once it became mutter, it remains mutter. So, according to this, during the acid stage, it became this is a chilik's kelev, and at that stage, it wasn't able to be soaked in water and become soft again, because that wasn't the point. The point is it was unpalatable. It was so bad that nobody would eat it. No dog would eat it. Something which became for a time was nifsal because of its taste. There we don't say it's not like the case of the Rambam where I can soak it in water. This is something where the taste was so bad I didn't want to eat it. So the Chavas Das holds that something became nifsal machilas kalef remains mutter. However, the Chavas Das himself says that if the kavon and the chatchila was to make it ta'im later, to make it tasty later, then it won't be mutter. If something became a mechilas kelev, became inedible, then I decide later to make it fit, that's okay, but then it's a taka mutter. But if the chatchila, the whole time, whilst it was a mechilas kelev, the kavon was to make it fit again, then it doesn't lose its issa. In which case, and this is also written in Dai Vais in Shuvah and Mechatzis Chos, he says to Gabba Gelatin, is also Machmir, and he says, even if in the transition stage it became this and Mechidah's Kalev, but since the Das was to be, make it Roy again, it's Asa. So Lechoyah Gelatin is a Macholah Sasurah, Lechoyah. Is there any Heter to eat it? The Heterim to eat it, my father writes, and Dai Vais, I think, also mentions these Svaras, that there's two Svaras to the matter. One part of the matter is letzayr chayla. A chayla she'ain by sakana. There's a rule. We pass in Shulchan Aruch Yehudei Sim Kufnun Hey that it's mutter to eat shaloi kedarach achila. Chodesh Emes Hakon, the Shach holds, it's mutter to eat a Maichol Shleika Dayach Achila. So we can say, even if we'll consider the food as being a Macholas Asuras, but the Maichol Shleika Dayach Achila, even though I find it to you that it's called Achila, the so-called Shleika Dayach Achila, because that's not the type of food you'd want to eat. If you're hungry, you go for dinner, you don't ask for a bunch of capsules. You have something which is tasty, meat and fish, you don't have capsules. It's Shleika Dayach Achila. So that would be one svara to be Maichol Shleika Dayach Achila, even though there are Cholkim on the Shach, but the Maichol, that's what the Shach paskens. And the other point is that the emet is only chatzi shia. It's a chatzi shia. The rule is chatzi shia osam min ha-teira. Aber chatzi osam min ha-teira. But some poskim write the whole reason why chatzi shia osam min ha-teira is only because of achshavim. Because you give it a chashivas because choshev to you is chatzi shia. It's choshev to you. The person he eats a half a shia of meat, of fish, or something which is osam, that's choshev to him. Whereas the poskim write that if the whole reason why he's eating is only because of medication, medical reasons, that he hasn't given any chashivas, so therefore there's no chatzi shia. So that those two svaras are the svaras which can possibly use, and it could be this will be a svar even not for a chayla. If it's chatzi, if we say it's a chatzi shia and it's mutter because it hasn't given chashivas, it's mutter whatever happens. However, if there's no need to be mekel, this is a bit of a knapper heter. So some chemists, I know, when they have an option of giving a patient either capsules or tablets, in the tablet form, they prefer to give them a tablet form, which is certainly better. The person who has only got the capsules, there are svaras lahakil, but hopefully we don't need these things. If one does, then the shasot will be made. So if there's a way out, then it's better.